Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Yes, thank the Most High that we're back again for another episode, another very blessed episode, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, M.Y.A. of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So, indeed, very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very, very precious words. The Most High has granted, yes, the Most High has granted us by His favor for the blessing and the reconciliation and the strengthening of His people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that we might be made wise beyond all the misconceits, all the pretenses, all the illusions, all the obstacles and misrepresentation that have snared so many hearts and souls in this world. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that I, for His cause, have some very important things that He has chosen me to do. And He told me directly that because of what I must do for His cause, He said I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But I can only tell my brothers and sisters, the Most High calls a prophet to speak what others would not. And certainly when one takes that kind of a stand, and believe in my brothers and sisters, no one can truly take that kind of a stand unless the Most High calls it. Most High told me, that in doing for Him that which He's asked of me, I would surely have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that for His cause, for his purpose, for his plan. Cause his righteousness restored in the earth. He has told me, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you things. Yes, then indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. But brothers and sisters, if they could, to utterly destroy. I can only tell you, there's no question about it, in a world such as this one, wherein truth is hid, Isaiah 28 speaks of it in these latter days, no place clean. Isaiah 59, Aramaic says, in this latter days, we will find the truth has been hid. Understanding, so much understanding is departed from the minds. There's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. Since the scriptures tell us well, there's only one Savior. There's only one salvation. There's only one conscience with which the Most High is pleased. We have to understand something very, very powerfully important. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand something very powerfully important. That they are wise, utmost wise, they who understand the meaning of the scripture that says, reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom. I can only tell you that anyone who can believe that the multitude of contradictions, contentions, and conflicting ideals, doctrines, allegiances, denominations, governments, political, social, and pseudo-religious ideals, national differences. Whoever can believe that all these are a work of the Holy Spirit, the finished work of the Spirit, conscience that is of the Spirit, of the Most High. Whoever can believe that these are still yet to be called wise for the Most High. Well, such as these, my brothers and sisters, cannot be disciples unto him. Why would anyone believe? Well, let's just put my long story short. If any man believes that all these multitude of differences are wise unto the kingdom of Yah, such a one has not discerned the need for a teacher. And so often when men have been compelled to believe that they have no need for perfect synchronicity in their conscience unto the will of Yah, it has only left the doors open for so much instability, so much partiality, so much pollution, so much negligence, so much indiligence, and all that is required for there to be a multitude of contentious standards is men not realize the need to seek all that is the pure and perfect will of Yah that offers the one choice. Messiah said to his disciples, go forth and teach all nations everything. That means, my brothers and sisters, that all nations have an obligation. Whoever will call upon the name of the Most High has an obligation unto all that is the pure, perfect will of Yah. What do I mean by that? Isaiah 42 relates it plainly. Talks about it at a time when the Most High has looked upon the world and seen none preaching the fullness of the gospel, the fullness of the word that is pure and perfect from above. Everyone teaching something tainted after the ways of this world. Come on, Isaiah 41:21-42:4. Most High says he's looked upon men, said if he asked anyone a question, there was none to give him a righteous answer, who could discern fully what the Most High declared as a solution from the beginning. So those words in the Hebrew actually mean. So he says, he was sent forth one saying, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him, shall bring forth justice to the nations. The isles shall wait for his law. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says in Isaiah 11, unto him shall all the nations seek. When it says in Isaiah 49, he is the lawgiver out of the tribe of Judah, that unto him all the people should gather. It means, my brothers and sisters, all must seek reverence after his law, the conscience that he brings from above, but nothing after the taint and pollutions of this world. I repeat, nothing after the partiality, taint, and pollution of this world is sufficient to be called peace, to be called covenant, to be called cooperation, to be called truly what is the love of Yah. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, so much of what I would tell you in this show. So much of what I would speak of, most are completely, I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, because of the blindness that's been imposed upon them by their rulers. The fate of flattery being imposed upon people by their rulers. Trusting that what, 45,000 denominations could be true to the will of one? Wow. That's complete lawlessness. That's not a covenant at all. That's total disrespect for the reverence of a reference point the Most High would give. That's a complete fall from faith whenever men trust in a multitude of different ideals. Well, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, this truth. We do one another a grave injustice. You might as well even call it hatred. One man against his brother. It's hate, my brothers and sisters, and not love of Yah, that we see all the multitude of differences that we see in this world, the differences of belief, differences of ideals, differences of opinion. It's not the work of the Spirit. It's because men have refused to seek the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might for the betterment and the good of one another, that men have done injustice to one another, seeking to exalt themselves. We do one another a great injustice. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we do one another a great injustice whenever we are compelled to believe that there's no need to seek all. I said, whenever we are compelled to believe, there's no need to seek all that the Most High declared in the Law of the Prophets. It's because men have not sought the fullness of all the Scriptures have to say with regard to what is necessary unto our salvation, unto our atonement, unto our mutual cooperation and understanding. It's because men have not sought all that's contained in the Law and the Prophets, trusting in their rulers. Yeah, trusting the rulers who want to maintain their pulpits and thrones, the partialities and perversions they've established. Because, my brothers and sisters, men have trusted in a multitude of rulers who would never tell you the whole truth. My brothers and sisters, there's so much contention and warfare among us that can never, ever, before the Most High, be called pleasing. Because men have trusted in rulers who are more concerned, like I said, about pulpits and thrones, that they can never tell you that the only hope for deliverance in this world is that man, hear me, my brothers and sisters, awaken to discern beyond every misrule in this world that in any way whatsoever has denied or misunderstood, misadministered the meaning of the Scriptures as is contained in the Law and the Prophets. Messiah said, unless your righteousness exceed that of your leaders who have denied, perverted, misadministered, mistaught, hid so much of what's contained in the Law and the Prophets. He said, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. The kingdom of Yah and its sanctity, its peace, is based upon, my brothers and sisters, I said it's based and founded upon the firmity that comes upon a pure and perfect foundation. Scripture says, Messiah is the word from the beginning. He did not lie. That means he comes to restore mankind, even the conscience of mankind, according to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, is so unstable as to believe that the Most High has established a covenant with all the controversy of this world, already evident controversy of this world, has never understood why Messiah came in the first place. I repeat, whoever can believe that Messiah came to make a covenant with all the varying controversy that's in this world, that men not discern this all as sin, separation from him. Whoever believes Messiah came to make a covenant with all the differences, the contentions and warfare, there's already controversy in this world, has never understood what a covenant is at all. Has never understood what is the gospel. The gospel is that pure, perfect word from above that is given from above to refine, to purify, to enlighten all the nations. By no means, my brothers and sisters, is a word corrupted after any of the fallen conscience of man to be counted at all the gospel of peace, the gospel of salvation. How shall men believe even at all if they are rational? That the polluted misunderstanding. How about, my brothers and sisters, the lack of faith, the lack of discernment, the lack of the knowledge of the truth beyond all these many worldly misrepresentations, political, social, national, religious, denominational, If man cannot discern that there's a need to exceed them all, then he give reverence to the will of one. Our brothers and sisters, it is utter insanity. I repeat, it is utter insanity. Most High told me, I remember a very early on in awakening, he told me plainly, if I could believe that any of these differences of opinion we see among men in so many ways inconsistent with his word, if you could believe that any of these are the finished work of the Spirit, he said plainly, anyone who can believe such a thing cannot be a disciple unto him and will always be in bondage. Simply not rational, brothers and sisters. Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. How is it men believe that the Holy Spirit has taught men to establish standards so much less? I can even tell you about churches I've been in, my brothers and sisters, they call themselves churches. But because of their worldliness, there's so much truth that they told me outright they don't teach in their church. My brothers and sisters, that's the nature of the world. That's the nature of the sons of darkness. Light does not deny light. But those who would sustain darkness to exploit the people, they would hide the truth, my brothers and sisters, so they could continue to exploit. That's the nature of this worldly matrix we live in. It hides the truth, my brothers and sisters. It feeds men with lies. The adversary knows this so often. When a false perception has been stuck in the head, and men have come to believe it. So often, my brothers and sisters, it's very difficult for one to let go. There's a reason why the scripture says the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings, the gospel, the whole pure, perfect word to the meek, because those who are already satisfied with what they already think they have. Will be shocked, my brothers and sisters, if they let the arrogance of their ignorance be so much of an obstacle to them. Those who are proud, what they think they already have is salvation as sufficient, as complete in all things true unto Yah. Those who think they already have, my brothers and sisters, that covenant. Never realizing, the Messiah said, for good reason, go forth and teach all things. Baptizing, purging, converting in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The name meaning all his word. Those not discerning that only purity and completion offers the one choice, and only purity and completion is the covenant with Yah. The Most High has not made a covenant to deny any part of his word. 2 Timothy tells us plainly, 2nd chapter, he will not deny himself. Before he denies himself, he denies us. We must be completely furnished unto all good works. How dare any man believe that Messiah came, that man could twist his word, corrupt his word, take away from and add to his word, and be found welcome unto the kingdom of Yah. That is not what is written at Revelation 22. Scriptures in effect say if you add anything or take anything away, what it really says is you take away your hope of eternal life, you add to yourself the curses that are written in the book, meaning you add damnation to your soul. If you have no desire to keep his commandments unto the preservation, unto the manifestation and preservation of the conscience of his kingdom, if you have no desire for that fullness, you have no right to the tree of life. All this is written in Revelation 22. 12 through 21. He says, Messiah, the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. If you don't know what that means, according to all the prophets concerning the one who comes to expose every fallen standard, many are compelled to worship a false Messiah. My brothers and sisters, man must be delivered from the insentient conscience of whoever it is. I said, whoever it is, that would hide the law, any part of the law and the prophets, and tell men that they're still viable in their ignorance. The Messiah said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. What he was saying, don't leave them forsaken, lacking knowledge. Because he who dies without the law perishes without the law, but people destroy it for lack of knowledge. They're not one where everyone walks after what seems sufficient in his own heart. So what he's actually saying, don't leave them forsaken without knowledge. Grant them the mercy of being granted wisdom. But I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, even if a whole world be deceived, falling short of the glory, blind to what the Most High said he would do, Yah will yet be true. So I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, they've lied to you in this world. They've lied to you. when they tell you people are born innocent. It's not what the scriptures actually have to say. Did you hear me? It's not what the scriptures actually have to say. People are not born in all things innocent. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to understand. Psalms 58:13, one good place to begin to relate what I'm talking about. Why the scriptures say you must be born again. It says the wicked, the lawless. How men become lawful? Are you born lawful? Is a man born having the knowledge of Yah? To the degree to which he, if left to himself, could be a standard for all men, beyond all misconceit? Should a man be without discipline, born in this world, left without discipline, and come unto perfection? Most High told me that if there were no devil, all that's required for them to create one is a man be left without the discipline of the Most High. One scripture says one is without, in Hebrews 12, it says a man without the discipline by which he should be trained, he's a bastard and not a son. The Most High, indeed, my brothers and sisters, grants discipline. He even chases all those whom he loves. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, we must be born again. If you're born in this world under a matrix, misconceived, the teacher's only lies, half-truths, never enough, then realize, my brothers and sisters, that nothing of this world oblivious to the greater righteousness of Yah can save you or anyone else. I said nothing of this oblivious world, blind to the greater righteousness of Yah. And the scripture says, none righteous, no, not one. In Psalms 14, Psalm 53, none that does good. Reason for this reason, the scriptures say, the Messiah must come, which says, who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel, that Israel might be glad. It means Messiah comes to reveal the truth the world has long forgotten, to bring to mind so much this world has not given consideration. It says, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Who's ready to believe his report? To discern, my brothers and sisters, that though a whole world has been blinded, Yah still requires of his people that they be true to him in all things. Who's ready to understand it? Who's ready to understand it, my brothers and sisters? Who's ready to discern why the scriptures say you must be born again? I've heard people even go as far talking about they should not hurt nor destroy all my holy mountain. And the scriptures go on there and then say a little child shall lead them, as if little children, undisciplined, will be able to, like every time somebody's born then, what? Is that what people believe? Born innocent? If that's the case, every child that is born, all they have to do is people follow them. As if every child is born a savior. No, my brothers and sisters. Most High has chosen an elect one, according to Isaiah 49. One who will come forth saying, listen to me, O isles. I said Isaiah 49, listen to me, O isles. Hark to me, all you nations. Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to bring Israel back to him. To reveal his glory. How about revealing what is honorable before him? Magnify his law to a state that is considered honorable. And yes, my brothers and sisters, not only to restore Israel, to be that it make Israel finally that people of invariant light, be salvation even unto the ends of the earth. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, when they've taught such things as to compel people to believe that they're born into this world under the jurisdictions, misconceits of this world, a man is delivered. It's only been a trick that you have not discerned how deceptive, I repeat, that so often men have not discerned how deceptive a world of some 45,000 denominations, 19 world religions, 280-plus variant nations, and who knows how many variant subscript cultures and social misorientations. To believe that all these are the result of man walking true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, to believe such a thing is insanity. And my brothers and sisters, the wisest of us know that since Yah is one, the only hope for our salvation is to find ourselves true in word and deed, true to that initial truth that the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. There's a reason why the scripture says they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Most High has chosen one who he said he would expose all the rulers before. Isaiah 40:27-41:4. The one of whom that Elijah-like voice crying in the wilderness speaks of. The one that's called the righteous one likened to the rising sun. And they come suddenly and unexpectedly because the rulers did not teach you. Of who, for whom, who it is for you, whom you should be waiting. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says the only way man is going to be free is all the contentions and confusion of a multitude of different rulers saying, picking different doctrines, is exposed for the travesty, the treachery, the illusion, the damnation that it is. Because it is all sin till man becomes truly the Most High in all things. It's all error. And my brother says the kingdom will not be established upon infirmity, but that which is proven itself having a great love for all that is divine will. But nothing less. I said nothing less than that gives honor to the holy name. Here, my brothers and sisters, people talk about the idea that, oh, the little baby is born, he's innocent. Brothers and sisters, you come into this world created to be habitation for the Holy Spirit. Do you think it's after the Holy Spirit people believe all the multitude of differences of opinions that they do? Do all of us come into this world in total agreement with the Most High? You think again, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, this idea about people being born innocent blinds the people against discerning even, not just, listen to me, not just the idiosyncrasies and the folly of this present world system and its contentions, but it compels men to believe that they're just because they are parents, that they are wise. It's time we stop passing this curse down from generation to generation. And begin to honor Yah as the only teacher after which, my brothers and sisters, man can overcome the will of the flesh. What do I mean by that? After the flesh, my brothers and sisters, man does not receive the higher disciplines and discipline of divine vibration. After the flesh, man is left to his own imaginations, to after whatever seems wise to appease his own ambitions, his greed. Personal lust. It's after the spirit, my brothers and sisters, realizing that man must conform to a greater kingdom, that conscience is raised. Messiah said, I make no request for the worldly, for those whom the Most High has given, who accept his what? Word from above. He said, he is from above, not from below. His conscience is not of this world. He said, lest you believe and trust in him who brings the conscience from above. He said you die in your sins. It means you die after the error that seems wise to the lesser conscience of the flesh. It's the reason why the scripture says you must subdue the flesh by the spirit, the greater conscience and will of Yah revealed. The faith that only comes, my brothers and sisters, as a gift from on high. Think about it. You don't discern what is righteousness absolutely in the midst of a multitude of differences this world declares. You don't find, my brothers and sisters, what is beyond debate and doubt. After a multitude of worldly differences, after what simply seems wise to the flesh. I can only tell you, Proverbs, what is it, 16:12? What does the scripture say? The way it seems right unto men, but the end thereof is death. I can only tell you, if Messiah said, go forth and convert the nations, after a pure and perfect word, teaching them everything that he commands, baptizing in his name, how about true to all that is his word by which he seals his covenant, then it's not just nations and entire misgoverning systems of this world that must be converted, but yes, my brothers and sisters, each constituent soul. Till finally, my brothers and sisters, the only allegiance left is true to Yah himself. Think about it. In the book of Jacob, we find the scriptures. They call it James. We find the scripture says, makes it very plain, there's a need to exceed or overcome this entire global worldly matrix that has hidden the truth to leave people subject to pulpits and thrones. Man-made pulpits and thrones rather than the reconciliation of people. He said, we're scattered among the nations. See, if we're scattered among the Gentiles, we're scattered among them who refuse to reason fully enough. Oh, we have to remember that scripture says, come, let us reason together. And it means whether ye are or we fall by the sword. It says, come, let us reason together, though your sins be like scarlet, all manner of contention. She be white like wool. She eat of the good of the land. The scripture says, if you disobey or refuse to reason, be delivered to the sword, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken. In other words, delivered to what is set to a curse. It's only one gospel. The book of Galatians talks about it. See, if any man preach any other word, as if it was a perfect word from above, say, let him be accursed. Wow, powerful statement. Only pure, perfect word from above, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the world of pollutions. Book of Jacob says that we're scattered among the nations, we still are obligated unto the Most High by perseverance and faith to bring forth what unto him is the full renewing of the mind, a perfect work, acceptable unto him. If we lack that wisdom, we ought to ask him, why did this men, when the covenant says, the Most High says, I will write my laws upon your mind and heart. Men, so often, my brothers and sisters, want to seek the camaraderie of men who, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, so many times, even if they knew the truth, wouldn't tell it. The Most High told me from the jump street, my cause, my purpose for being, is to find those truths that the world would not tell, because they are all still viable. He said, till heaven and earth pass away, till all false rule over this earth then passes away. Hey, don't think even the least letter of his law shall pass away till all be fulfilled. Whoever will not teach you to have that obligation and a diligence and love for that truth, that sovereignty, that majesty fully manifest. My brother and sister is still a child of darkness. If you're subject to those who won't teach you the whole truth, you're still the sons and daughters of darkness. Under darkness, under folks who hide the truth from you. The light of the Most High is inherent, my brothers and sisters. In Isaiah 45, he says, he is the one who teaches all things. He declares the things that are right. He alone is the just one and the Savior, teaching all things that need be taught. If you're subject to anyone less, or any conscience less, it is a multitude of contentions. Again, the book of Jacob, it says we are to ultimately then seek the Most High beyond all debate, beyond all doubt, beyond all double-mindedness, not seeking in any way to mock or misrepresent the Most High after any partial, double-minded standard. And believing, my brothers and sisters, every soul in so many ways is subject to a conflicting system, double-mindedness, in allegiance to anything less than the fullness of what his divine will revealed. Hear me. He said, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He said, if you're scattered among the nations, realize you still must bring forth the perfect work before Yah. If that's not your desire, then your desire, why should you think you receive anything from him? For the man who feels that he is satisfactory, sufficient, after any manner of worldly pollution, that he would act like what? A Grecian horse? I know they call it a Trojan. A Grecian horse? Yeah, it was the Greeks who made it, bringing it to the city of Troy. Hey, you know, those who win the battle, they tell the story like they will. The Trojan horse, wow. And the Greeks made it. How many intrusions, my brothers and sisters, into the faith? Intrusions of lies have entered the faith because those who had rule in this world refused to turn aside from their selfishly ambitious, misguided, tyrannical, polytheist views. How many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, what they call democracy in this world, democracy? Demon rule? Divided rule? Is the rule of the Most High divided, my brothers and sisters? Woe to the man who actually believes the Most High sent Messiah, that every man exalt his own conscience, that every man exalt the will of his undisciplined, reprobate flesh. Woe to the man, my brothers and sisters, who blindly fall after the ways of ultimate polytheism and idolatry, presumptuous after his own heart. Such souls as this, my brothers and sisters, have really wanted to believe that without the knowledge of divine law, they could be found disciplined sufficiently enough for a holy kingdom. I think about scriptures like Hebrews 3 and 4, reflecting Psalms 95, ultimately speaking about the Shabbat. The Shabbat tells us we have to seek all his will. That's what a Shabbat is. The word even means to complete. It talks about in the time of the Shabbat, it says, "Day if you hear his voice, harden not your heart." Why? Because you still must be made complete unto Yah. He talked about those who never made it into the kingdom because they would not know his ways. What makes people think that without the knowledge of the ways of Yah, every man contentious after his own ideal, they can come into the kingdom and do nothing but disrupt what they don't understand and sit back and say that the Most High has been their guide, their teacher, and him who they call Lord? And please, my brothers and sisters, don't get confused by this word Lord that some people use and don't understand the meaning. Some people even stand against and don't understand the meaning. That scripture in Hosea that many speak of says you should no longer call me, it says you call me Ishia, no longer call me Baali. They say Baali means Lord. Well, it means that Ishia is a husband. Baali is, some people might say, a harsh master. It means you no longer call the law of the Most High a harsh master, but you should love his law and understand the reason behind it. That shows evidence of a raised conscience. In the book of Jeremiah, it talks about the raising of conscience again unto a covenant with Yah. And it says, a woman shall encompass a man. A woman shall love her husband. A woman, my brothers and sisters, that is, when they say in this case, it means the covenanted wife of the Lamb, his people, if you will. Shall come to love the discipline the Most High gave, to seek him with all mind, heart, soul, and might. No longer considering that law a curse, but knowing that the law of the Most High is a blessing, because the Most High would give power to his people to walk after the fullness of his will. Nothing less than that, my brothers and sisters, the promise of peace. Because anytime you break the law into pieces, everyone wanted to walk according to his own mind, his own conscience. His undisciplined reprobation of unguided thoughts, lust of the flesh. There's only contention and warfare. It says, comfort ye all my people. What is it talking about? But all the people, my brothers and sisters, to be made pure, whole, one. Beyond all debate and doubt, by pure and perfect will, that your warfare might come to an end. Read Isaiah 40-41. It talks about coming forth that righteous one. And righteous means that he has the knowledge and the love for all that is divine will, to teach others to walk after the same, therefore exposing this concept that man just simply calling upon a name without knowledge. Exposing the idea that man calling upon a name without pure knowledge. Well, exposing that ruse as ultimate treachery against reverence for a reference point that Yah has declared eternal. It's time we understand the real. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the real. I think about scriptures like, how about, my brothers and sisters, scriptures like those in Isaiah 13. Many think that just because people are born into this world, they've overcome the curse. What about the scriptures talking about our visiting iniquities of the fathers upon the children, the third and fourth generation? In other words, passing down blindness, third and fourth generation upon those who resist him. And showing love, mercy, and about the knowledge of his truth to thousands of generations, those who love and keep his commands. My brothers and sisters, in Psalm 58:3, it talks about this Babylonish system. I know it sounds hard words I'm speaking about here. It talks about this Babylonish system. It talks about those who will perpetuate lies. It says, blessed are those who will cast your little ones against the stones. I can only tell you that before what happened, relatively recently, the big tsunami. And tell you one who had a dream before it occurred, rushing waters. And after the waters came in rushing, there were babies crying. And slowly but surely, even the cries of the babies were silenced. And one of which I'm speaking, he asked a question, Lord, even the babies too. Brothers and sisters, what else is man but what is created to be a habitation for the preservation of a divine conscience? And if men stand in the way against one attaining that conscience, brothers and sisters, what else do men bring forth from generation to generation but perpetuation, of illusion? So blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand the world and matrix we live under. For saving truth is here, and there's no place clean. Blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, understand the need to petition the Most High for a gift from above. Salvation not of works, the constraints, the miscreant constructs, the illusions, the presumptuousness, the misopinions of man, lest any man should boast. We must be his workmanship, molded and shapen by him unto what are good, whole, complete works, acceptable unto the Most High. The plan that is eternal life, the principle that is eternal life that has no contradiction in it. What the Most High declared from the beginning, he is forsworn, he shall have. Blessed are they who will understand it, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who will understand it. Isaiah 13 talks about the fall of Babylon. Another place, need to understand. Truly, my brothers and sisters, they need to understand. Isaiah 13, speaks of the same manner of truth of what is to come. Great turmoil to come upon this earth, my brothers and sisters. Scripture talks about 2/3 of humanity perishing. It does not say anywhere in there that he will save anyone's children but those who turn toward his righteousness. Read Isaiah 49 and understand. It's time we understand the real, my brothers and sisters. It said a whole lot of things in this world as if man could just simply presume that after his flesh he attains the righteousness of Yah, denying that there's one Savior. Hard words, I know, but true. Amos 8:11-12 talks about a time that's long since come to pass. It said men will go forth to fro, sea and land, seeking the word of Yah, pure word of Yah, would not find it. What do you think has happened, my brothers and sisters, when everywhere the gospel went, men who had the truth were slaughtered. Did you hear me? Men who had the truth were slaughtered that the rulers might maintain the constraints of their fallen conscience. What do you think it meant, my brothers and sisters? You said the nation had to be converted. Did it mean the pollutions of the nations were viable? Never. I want you to think about it. Did any man believe that he can attain to purity before the Most High while pollutions or corruptions or worldly misconceits still inhabit and drive his mind and heart? You need to think again. Oh, my brothers and sisters, no one enters the kingdom of Yah being blind to the ways of the king. The law of Yah is binding for peace is a requirement upon all the people of all the nations. No nation is above his law. And if they sit back and try to tell you otherwise, my brothers and sisters, they make you worship a false god because what men believe is a god to them. What are those who believe, my brothers and sisters, that's subject to a matrix of lies that hides the truth, and every lie a man believes is an obstacle against the greater truth? What are those who believe that a multitude of obstacles against the truth that blind the mind can set any man free? Think about it. If everybody's walking according to their own ways, everybody's contentious after their own ambitions, every man, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways has become obstacles, an obstacle to his brother. I want you to think about it. Do you really believe that everyone having differences of opinion, differences of objective, everyone walking after what seems right in his own heart, sets men free to discern the will of the one Most High? I tell you again, my brothers and sisters, that's insanity. It's total insanity. Again, I'm going to tell you again what the Most High told me. If there was no devil, all would be required to make one is that man be left without the discipline of the Most High, or left falling short of discerning what is that pure, perfect word unto stability. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Most High is not going to build his kingdom upon an unstable foundation. He has not jeopardized the sanctity of his kingdom of peace upon any unfirm foundation. Well, there's a reason why the scripture says Messiah comes. Tried stone, precious cornerstone, and sure foundation. He who believes should not be ashamed. But again, my brothers and sisters, there's so many things that I would talk to you about on this show that most are totally unprepared to understand simply because they've trusted in their leaders who have always hid the truth from them. If I talk about the gospel of Shiloh, how many are ready to understand the full parameters? If I talked about the secret city prophecies that are in Genesis to Revelation and talk about the fact the Messiah is promised not to come from the sky in the last days, but as an anointed man out of a city where there is a mere example of all the pollution of the world, that he might expose all the confusion of the world from one place. That's that Armageddon-like experience the scriptures talk about in Revelation 16:12-21. If I told you the Messiah, this would be his third, at least his third appearing in the earth, according to the book of Isaiah. How many are prepared to understand who he was before 2,000 years ago? The one through wise men out of the east came to see. Knew who he was. Who was it that bore that title? Written offspring of David, bright morning star. Who was it that bore the title King of the East? The Messiah calls himself in Revelation 16:12-21. You don't know, my brothers and sisters. Are you prepared for him who will discipline the world with a word, a law, unflinching like a rod of iron, who declares a word of absolute righteousness like a sharp two-edged sword? Either you're following or you're not. Because that word does not, my brothers and sisters, in any way contradict. Every word reinforces every other word. Whoever's not willing to understand that and would break the law, breaks the peace, the Most High won't have it. Who's ready to understand, my brothers and sisters, why the scripture says be watchful, because you may be able to stand before the Son of Man? You ever stop to consider all the scriptures say that the rulers won't be able to stand because they've all preserved lies, set up snares to keep people in cages, not discerning the truth? It means you must seek beyond the rulers. And the way, only way man is going to stay true and favored unto that kind of access, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that command is much more than what's written on the printed page. That's a direct word from him. Keep, preserve, maintain, defend, seek the height, depth, and breadth of his word that you transcend all error. That manner of discipline, my brothers and sisters, is indeed a grace and mercy. Since a favor that comes from Yah, because without it, scripture says, those without the knowledge of his ways should not enter into his rest. Like I said, Messiah commanded the conversion of the nations. Dare men say that they live in a deceitfully fallen world, a Gentile matrix, if you want to put it that way, a multitude of nations, refusing to reason fully enough. One contentions against another, seeking to exalt itself, and none true. Shall men believe, my brothers and sisters, to walk after such a deceitful system? Never true to the will of one. Dare men say because they are born under variant rulers, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, shall men say they have no obligation to conform to the lawful ways of Yah and can just simply walk into his kingdom however they will? Scripture says, whoever will, let him come. Those scriptures, like I said before in Revelation 22, said no one is welcome who would not keep his commandments. No one is welcome into his kingdom who loves to tell lies. No one is welcome into his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that would cater to entice men after the lust of their flesh. No one is welcome into his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that would take away or add even a single word outside of context. And scripture says, in the last days, when Messiah comes, he will reprove all. But those who are humble enough, desirous to be found true, willing to be taught, will say, even so, come, Lord Yeshua. Come, indeed, that men finally know the word of truth that praises Yah, that honors him for the fullness that's called worthy unto his name. Didn't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, the wrath of Yah comes upon this world because men choose to believe liars rather than believe Yah? Because men choose to believe the orientation of those who hear the truth from them rather than believe Yah at a time when he is seeking to tell and show man again the truth. Wrath of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is bring about a process of elimination that unto him whom he has sent, as the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. He shall subdue all others, humiliate all others, that the only the one willing to teach the whole truth be exalted. See, the Most High alone will exalt his alone in that day. And he calls one by his name from the birth, according to Isaiah 49 and 50, for just that purpose. How many understand really the reason why the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. And those who do not believe are already condemned for not believing in his name, the fullness of his word. And indeed, the scriptures, I'm going to tell you, if I had time to sit back and break it down, the scriptures tell you Messiah's name straight out. All of it's there. Need to look at that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. It's an article called The Secret Name. I promise you that every bit of those 30-something odd plus titles that are mentioned in scripture, all of them are encoded in his name. Nothing's lacking. Isaiah 25 talks about when he comes forth and is finally revealed. Many will praise Most High because he's brought forth a plan with perfect faithfulness formed long ago. Who's willing to believe it? When it all comes to pass, what can only be at the hand of Yah? Who will be willing to believe? Especially when the belief in the truth will reprove every single living soul. Most High is going to find out about the humility of man that I promise you. Like I said, all the men created after any fallen conscience is just a deceitful and unlawful standard. It's just that simple. It's a lawless rather than lawful standard. Many cannot bring forth peace. What is it, Isaiah 48:22 says, no peace to the lawless. No peace after the breaking of his law. What do you think all these 45,000 denominations are? You think that's a matter of people keeping the fullness of what he declared? After this matrix, this worldly matrix that has sit back and told people that they could be saved, that they could be converted, that they could be favored, knowing only the rule there are many different kings. What do you think that scripture means when it says you're strange to the gospel? Strange to the commonwealth of Israel. Strange to the ways of the kingdom of Israel. Is to be without hope, without Yah, without favor, without faith, without hope. I even tell you, my brothers and sisters, blind to the one called the righteous, one that's called the Kurdi, lost in the world. Yes, and they took that word Kurdi from you. First 3 centuries, the expectation of the one who would hold man accountable for all the word that Messiah is. They took that concept of the Kurdi, the righteous one, from you. The word means sunrise. It means one who comes like the rising sun to reveal the world to the world. All the light the world would obscure to reveal. Let's put it this way. He comes unexpectedly, suddenly, because the leaders didn't prepare you for him. You would have had to know to seek Yah himself for this truth. Did Messiah say your righteous must see that of your leaders who deny you what's contained in the law and the prophets? How many people even know they're being denied anything? He said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for these robbers who cry out, Lord, Lord, never to do and perform or teach you fully what is the will of the Father. You were warned. My brothers and sisters, you were warned. But how many understood it? Yes, you fall under these con men with these generic degrees they get from seminary schools. They can take these things to any denomination they want to. They're not about absolution. They're about the truth. They're about having papers that say that they have a legal right. Documentation say they can preside over a congregation. My brothers and sisters, such foolish misconceit, travesty, inconsistency, this could never rule over a soul that the Most High has freed. So my brothers and sisters, they seek to keep you in darkness so they can exploit you. Isn't it time we understand the real? We were told to seek the greater truth because we were told in advance the rulers would hide it from you. Yeah, you need to check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation, and find out what the scriptures told you in advance. Why the for those of old came to the church, They knew that they would find truths that the leaders would never tell. Most High calls prophets to speak, but the world won't. Holy Spirit teaches all things, because men would not. Blessed are they who, well, I can only tell you it's been 30 years that I've known to seek wisdom beyond men. Most High told me right off the top. Right off the top, he told me all that I see, hear, anything else from men. Read anything. He said, check it out first with him. But he said, somebody make a fool of me. I'll tell you right now, if they make you think you got enough, just listen to the people. Even when Messiah said himself, there are many things I long to tell you, but you can't grasp them yet till the Holy Spirit has come. If you believe just listening to man, it's sufficient unto salvation. You got another thing coming. I want you to understand something, my brother. I'm not saying this to put anybody down. I just have to tell the truth about the matter. Most High has to tune the mind to see the higher essences of his word, the height, depth, and breadth. He must guide. He alone is Savior, my brothers and sisters. Man must be converted, must be born again, must be reoriented, must come to discern what the scriptures mean when it says Messiah will not judge us for what his eyes see, nor after what his ears hear. It's because of he has vision. The Most High is granted from on high, greater than the sons of men. That's how they should have interpreted it in Isaiah 52. The king, the rulers, mouth should be shut, humiliated because of him, because he reveals a wisdom that's greater than the sons of men. Who's ready to hear? Because I can only tell you, if they told you and made you believe that you're wise because you follow after what seems wise in America, they can't even say what God is God. Well, I got news for you. You don't have a concept of deity at all. Separation of church and state, hey, that means they just simply choose to keep you blind to the discernment of an absolute. Inalienable rights. Oh, boy, they feel like they have an inalienable right to keep you from the knowledge of the truth so that you agree with everybody's foolishness. It's all an illusion. They say you have this inalienable right, but the word for right also means that you seek all that is necessary to be true. And they will keep that righteousness from you, that they keep you subject to them. Where's the beast? It's a system, my brothers and sisters. And there will reason fully according to the full design and desire of the Most High. What separates man from beast is his capacity to reason. Man, like I said, could be a habitation of the Holy Spirit. I did not say a preservation of every man's lives. This entire world global system under other rulers that has hated the concept of the Most High declared a ruler, even a lawgiver from the beginning. The system, my brothers and sisters, will compel people to believe if you walk according to the rules of men that you're satisfied. Satisfactory. That system
90 seconds
has been to the murder of millions, billions over the course of time. Every one of them is an obstacle against man discerning what the Most High declared from the beginning. How else do you think the differences persist? If man were true to all the Most High declared from the beginning, forgetting nothing, reverent for it all, the divisions of the nations could no longer be. Scripture talks about the one who comes to dry up the rivers. Show men beyond the fallen mindscapes of men. He said he dries up the rivers that men might prepare for the coming of the one called the King of the East. Barriers of the nations, no more. When men finally see the righteousness of Yah, the covering, the veil that's over all the nations, Isaiah 25. Exposed and cast aside once and all by the greater truth. Because the scripture says when that day comes, he exposes all nations at the destruction of a city that's a miniature example of a world and all his lies. Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. What does it read? Men shall say, behold, this is ultimately that righteous one for whom we should have been always waiting. He will cast aside the veil and the covering that's over all the nations. And he will wipe away all tears from off all eyes.
10 seconds.
Rejoice and be made glad in his salvation, the fullness of the truth we should have always had and never forgotten. To this day again, my brothers and sisters, been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his mighty honor and praise always. Hallelujah! Now thank you all again for listening.